Nesechta Sanhedrin, Dav Zayin, 7 lines from the top of Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. Previously, at the top of Dav Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara brought a pasuk in Tehillim, Kehilu Rasha Tavis Nafshoi Ubeitzeh Berech Niyetz Hashem. And the Gemara brought 3 different pshatim, one from Rabbi Elazar ben Yeshua Beis Yaglivi, who stated that it's Asal B'Zoya, and then he stated, V'chom V'rech Zabetzeh Harezim Inoitz, Val Zen Nama Beitzeh Berech Niyetz Hashem. And we then saw that Rabbi Elazar, who hold that it's Mutal B'Zoya, therefore he tied to this pasuk is referring to someone that steals a social chit. And we then saw that Ramea stated, said to his brothers, V'fi Rashi, our Gemara now continues to discuss this pasuk, and the Gemara states, that the drasha that Rabbi Elazar ben Yeshua Beis Yaglivi learned from this pasuk, arguing on the way Rabbi Tanchu Baruch Hanoi learned this pasuk. And even though we just mentioned that Rabbi Elazar as well as Ramea also gave us explanations in this pasuk, however, our Gemara just focused on the pshat of Rabbi Elazar ben Yeshua Beis Yaglivi, since the pshat of Rabbi Tanchu Baruch Hanoi will speak about will be regarding compromising as well. And the Gemara continues, the Amar Rabbi Tanchu Baruch Hanoi leinam mikuzeh el keneged ma'aseh egel, that this pasuk of Beitzei Berech Niyetz Hashem is referring to a story with the eagle. Shenem, as the pasuk says in Pasuk Kisisa, Vayar Aaron vayivim mizbeach lefanav, and Aaron saw and he built a mizbeach in front of him. And the pasuk continues by Yoimar Chag LaShem Ochar. Gemara states, Ma Ra, what did Aaron see? Amar Binyamin Bayefes, Amar Belezer, Ra Chor Shazuvuach Lefanav. He saw a Chor that he was killed in front of him, and we know that Chor was, of course, Aaron's nephew, as he was the son of Miriam, and the Yidden killed him because he didn't want to get involved with the Egel. And Amar and Aaron stated, Eloi Sheman Luhashtar, if I don't listen right now, Avdali Kedah Avdu Bechor, then they'll do to me what they did to Chor, and they'll kill me, or Mekayim B, and they'll Mekayim through me, or some Agaris Behu, Emiharig B'Migdash Hashem, Koyin V'Navi, the pasuk that states in Eicha that they'll kill in Migdash Hashem, the Koyin and the Navi, V'loi Havilu Tekanta La'ilam, and they won't have any way to be misakin this, Mutal Le'ev Le'egol, and therefore it's better that they should serve the Egol, Efsha Havilu Tekanta B'Tshuva, and then at least there was potential that they'll have a Takana through Tshuva. And Rashi explains that we understand this from the pasuk because the pasuk says, Vayivim Mispeach, and Havim Mezavuach Lefanov, he understood from the one that was shechted and killed in front of him, Shehargu Eschor, Ashalai Oslohem. Aaron Rashi states, Koyin V'Navi Hoyo, he was a Koyin and he was also a Navi, and V'loi Havu Tekato, the Sefin Lassus came to Zechai Ben Yoyodo, V'yechor Beis HaMikdash Elkach, and as we know, the Yidden eventually killed Zechaya, and that's why we had Chor Ben Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara Maseches Yuma teaches us, and the Gemara Maseches Gittin also teaches us, that Zechaya's blood was boiling, and then the Vuzuradin eventually killed the Sanhedrin Gedolah and Katana, as well as Pirchei Kehuna, 940,000 Yidden, and even so, his blood would not stop boiling. Maisa, what connection does this have to the pasuk of Beitzei Berech Niyetz Hashem? And Rashi at the top of the Amid in the fourth of the wide line states, Elu Keneged Maisa Egel She'asa Aaron Peshara Beinoy LeBein Atzmai, that Aaron also made a compromise between himself V'Hayre Hetel Atzmai Las LeMaisa Egel. Therefore, Tanchu Baruch Hanoi teaches us that the pasuk in Tehillim of Beitzei Berech Niyetz Hashem is referring to Aaron Akoyin, and if anyone is Mevarach Aaron, then Niyetz Hashem. And we learned our Gemara like Rashi. However, Ayin Taptesis, who states that this Gemara is actually going on the pasuk that Elazar ben Yeshua Beis Yaglivi brought regarding Aaron Akoyin, and as we saw at the top of that Vav Mabez, Aval Aaron Oyu Shalom V'Edu Shalom Mamesim Shalom Beit Adam L'Chaveri Shinam At Tiras Emes Haisa B'Fiu V'Aval Le'Numsa B'Svasav B'Shalom Misha Halach Itai Rabim Heishim Me'Avoyin. And the Gemara states that Rabbi Tanchu Baruch Hanoi actually argues on this point, and he says it's going on Aaron Akoyin, but it's talking about the Maisa Egal, as Taisa states Akor the Tiras Emes Koy K'Dechsim B'Sefei Rabim Heishim Me'Avoyin She'Helam Takona K'Demasik, and L'Fizeh comes out that this Gemara is actually saying another shvach of Aaron Akoyin, as he actually made sure that Klai Yisrael would have a takana and would be able to do tshuva. And lefi zeh, the lashon of v'pligid Rabbi Tanchu Baruch Hanoi is of course much better, as it's a lashon yachid and not a lashon rabim. This member of Tanchu Baruch Hanoi is actually only being chilek on the way that Rabbi Elazar ben Yeshua Beis Yaglivi previously explained this pasuk. Our Gemara now continues on Dav Vav and Beis. Rabbi Shimon ben Asi taught us shneim shabolu finech ladin asher tishba devrein oishun tishba devrein ve'ati yedei lecha din noita atav shor lo yumla and tzu Mishatish Budivain Vati Delicha the Naita, yet to Rishai Lemel and Tsu Batsu, Shineman, as the Paschal Mishle states, Poitamayim, Rishis Modain, Vilfnis Galariv, Natosh. He explained, Koidim Shinis Galariv, Ati Yachl Nachoi, Mishinis Galariv, Yat Yachl Nachoi. As we saw at the top of Dav Zayin and Aleph, Gemara asks, what's an afgamina between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shua ben Kocha and the Shita of Shimon ben Manasseh? And the Gemara explained that the Tanakama and Rabbi Shua ben Kocha hold that a dying can even make a compromise, even though he knows Lehechan and Did Naita. Shaita. The only time it's improper for a Dayan to make a compromise is only once there's an actual Gemara Din, according to the Shita of Rashi, and our Gemara therefore asks, V'hani Tanoi, Poitim Mayim Reshes Madoin, Mayi Dashi Bei, the L'chur, according to these Tanoim, what do they dash in from this Pasuk of Mishlei, as L'chur, they're not dashing in this Pasuk, as Rav Shimon ben Manasseh did, and therefore the Gemara says, Kedra Rav Nuna, they actually learned this Pasuk like Rav Nuna, Dar Rav Nuna, Ein Tchilas Din Shel Adam Nidoin, El Al Divrei Torah, the L'asa Lovet, when a person has his Din in Shemayim, the judgment will begin, B'negei Divrei Torah, and as Rashi says, Shalei Asa B'Torah, Gemara states, Shenema, Poitim Mayim Reshes Madoin, and Rashi explains, Poitim Mayim, Shepoita Torah Me'olav, that if someone doesn't learn Torah, and the Lashon HaMayim, of course, refers to Torah, so who Reshes Madoinai, this will be the beginning of his judgment, and as Rashi says, Torah Nul Shel Mayim, Dechsev, as the Pasuk in Yeshaya states, Haikal Tzomei L'chul HaMayim, and I am Taisis who asked, how can you say that the beginning of a person's judgment will begin from the Torah, but the Maisa, the Gemara Masech Shabbos in Perek Bahem Lincoln states, Shashon Loi Nesatav and Nesatav Bemuna, V'achakin Kavati Yitul Notorah, and Taisis answers, Hasam Ba'adam Sha'isa B'Torah Mari, El Shalei Kavah Itim, V'achar Mari, Kishalei Asa Klal, and as Rashi actually says, with three words, Shalei Asa B'Torah, Inami, or Taisis answers, Shashon Loi Tchila Masu Matim Bemuna, U'mikol Mokam Yikabal Dinei Tchila Divrei Torah, but the Din will actually begin, and his punishment will start because of Divrei Torah, V'achar Darish Loi Kra, Tchilas Giloi Dinei B'mashin Notchoi Medivrei Torah, Ayin Sham. And Gemara continues with another way to understand the pasuk of Poitim Mayim Reishis Madain, and Rav Huna explains, Hai Tigra, when people begin a machlekes, Dam Yilu Tzinur to Bit Kedemaya, similar to a channel that's formed because there's a lot of water that's flowing from an overflowing river, Kivin Ravach Ravach, and once it starts widening, it will continue to get even wider, and you have to put an end to it as quickly as possible. And similarly by machlekes, if you don't put an end to machlekes very quickly, then it'll just boil over, eventually it will not be able to be stopped. And as Rashi says, Litzinur de Bitka, Keshenor Godol Pa'am Shu Yoitz Lisade Shalagafov, Ke'en Nigorim Vitsinarius Katanim, Vim Enes Seisbim Yad, Hoyl Chumacher Vishuven Yach Lisaisbai, Vahinu de Kamakra, Poitamayim, Rashis Modern, Klima, Rashis Modern, Riva, Daimul Paitamayim. Rashi explains the Lashon Poita is a Lashon Poiseach to open, Kamoi Petarechem, as we find the Lashon of Petarechem in Pashas Bai. The Gemara continues that Rav Huna just gave a mushal, the fight is compared to Tzinur de Bitka de Maya, Kivin Ravach Ravach, Abakshisha Amar, and Abakshisha now gives another mushal that a fight is dummy, Laguda de Gamla, Kivin de Kam Kam. Rashi explains, Dafin Shil Gesher, that the boards that are on a bridge, Betchila Kishidorsan Leah, Menanais, at the beginning they may be a little shaky. However, once many people walk in it, Mischaskais, Vinikbois, Bimakaimon, and Bahachinami, Kishadam Mabbektata, Mischazekasuba, when a person keeps fighting, it keeps getting stronger and it doesn't stop. Rashi states, V'loi Mikra Nafka, and we're not learning this out of the previous Pasuk, and this has nothing to do with the Pasuk of Poitim Mayim Reishis Madain, where Ayin the Baim Tesis, Luguda de Gamla, Vahori Koma, the Ein Chanami, Abai Kashisha is learning this from the Pasuk, as Poitim Mayim, the Hainu Guda de Gamla, the thing that separates you from the water, which is a bridge, Shepeteris is Adam and Amayim, Kainu Reishis Madain, that is similar to the beginning of a fight, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues, Shimi Vishasi, Shevas Miris, Hu Simon, and the Gemara states, Ahuda Vakam of Azel, it was a person who would walk and say, Uvya de Sham of Adish, Chafur Bishte Mea, how good is it for a person who hears that people are making fun of him or saying bad things about him, becomes used to this and he doesn't say anything back and he doesn't respond, that will take away 100 bad things that will not happen to him. Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Huda, so Shmuel said to Rabbi Huda, Kruksiv, that is actually based on a Pasuk, as the Pasuk in Mishlei stated, Poitim Mayim Reishis Madoin, he explains, based on a Trikin, Reish Meyadini. Rashi says, Toivi de Sham of Adish, Ashrov Shemer Chapasa, Vishoisek Umagabakach, Vodish is Kamoy de Dosh Dosh, Chafu Bishte Mea, Hochulam Bishtikasa, Mea Roy, Shay Boyasalab Alidea Taga. Shmuel explained this based on a Pasuk that states, Poitim Mayim, and as the Bachas Geris, Hamaskal Peser Pictoto, Rashis Modinhu, that if someone starts and gets involved in Machlekis, that's the beginning of 100 problems, but if he goes away from Machlekis, of course he'll save himself from 100 problems. Gemara brought a statement of a person and then brought a member of Shmuel that explained to Rabbi Huda that it is based on a Pasuk, and he brought him a car from a Pasuk, and the Gemara will continue in a similar fashion, bring five more memories with Shmuel who responded similarly to Rabbi Huda. Gemara continues, that even if a ganav goes and steals two or three times, he might not get caught and he might not be killed, and even so, he shouldn't think that he'll never catch up to him, and eventually will catch up to him. And Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Huda, and Shmuel said to Rabbi Huda, Kruksiv, this is based on a Pasuk in Amos that states, Koyam Hashem, Ashleisha Pisha Yisrael, Valabol Yeshevenu, Kosh Baruch Hu stated that regarding three Averis of Klai Yisrael, he didn't punish them, but on the fourth one, he would not turn away. Eventually eventually this caught up with Klal Yisrael, and as Rashi says, Atrei Tlas Gnava Loi Mikdol Klima Oiva Odom Avera Pamayim V'Sholosh Loi Bola Peronis Al Yitama the Atrei Tlas Gnava Loi Mikdol V'Sefer Lukolis Bachreino. Just saw a memory regarding Shama, and we saw a memory regarding Shtei, and the Gemara continues with the memory regarding Sheva. As the Gemara continues, Ahud Avakam V'Ozel Shabiril Shalmano V'Chodel Avibish. Once again, a person was walking, and he said that there's seven buries that a dog and a person that is peaceful will actually not fall into them, will not be hurt from them. Someone that is a bad person will even be entrapped by one bar. Once again, Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda Kroksiv, that the Pasuk of Mishlei states, Ki Sheva Yipol Tzadik Kam, Rishari Mikashlu Bira, and as Rashi says, Sheva Biril Shalmano, Sheva Bayis Kriyas L'Ragad Ish Shalim, or Shalim, when we call him Yidatel, V'cha Biril Ovid Bish, La'isir Risha Yipol, B'ta Kol Rishayna HaBaloi, and right away he'll fall and be entrapped by one problem. Gemara now continues with the Simon of Zmirais. The Gemara tells us, Ahud HaBakam of Ozel, that there was a person that was walking and saying, the Ozel Mi Bei Dina, L'Shakal Glima, L'Zama Zema, V'Lezel B'Ucha. If a person is taken to Bezdin, and based on the Pesach of Bezdin, he has to give up his coat, or he should leave Bezdin singing, and he should be happy. Once again, Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda Kroksiv, that is based on a Pasuk in Yisrael that says, V'Gam Kalam Azeh, Amakam Yavi B'Sholim, that after Moshe Rabbeinu and the Zekanim will pass the Klai Yisrael, they will go out and be peaceful and be happy. As she explains, L'Zama V'Lezel, Hoyo V'Din Emes, Donu, L'Hif Siklum, El Gzeh Rashi continues, Kolam Azeh B'Yisrekziv Umashmo Loishna Zakai V'Loishna Chayev Kulam B'Mashmo, and everyone's included, and all should go home peacefully and be happy. Gemara continues with the last simon, which was who, and maybe the simon should have been he, as it will be speaking about a woman. And the Gemara continues, Ahud Avakam V'Ozel. Once again, there was a person walking and saying, Hinaima V'Dikulu Shapel, that if a woman is lazy and she goes to sleep, then the basket that she's carrying on top of her head will fall down. And Amalei Shmuel Rabbeinu, and once again Shmuel said to Rabbeinu, Proxiv, that this is based on a pasuk in Kehelas that states, "Batzaltaim yimei chamikara v'shiflois yadayim yidloif habayis." Rashi states, "K'sheishim min amenemes, when a woman is drowsy and falls asleep, hasal shal reisha shinei senes pilchol molechas yadeh by shafel, the basket that's on top of her head where she keeps her pins and all the things that she needs in order to weave, they fall down. Claim mateshi atzila im molechtim nikaris v'kulam mesholis saying in all these things are mesholis." Shmuel brought a pasuk that if someone is lazy, then his roof will drip. He won't fix his roof, and then the rainy season will come, and the water will pour into his house. Once again, the Gemara continues, Ahud Avakam V'Ozol, Gavrdu Chitznalai, Adya L'Gzizei V'Kam, the person who I trusted raised his fist, and he stood against me. Once again, Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Kroksiv, that we see this in the Pasuk in Tehillim, that the Pasuk says, Gam Eshloimi, Asher B'Tachti Bai, that even a person of peace that I trusted in, Oichel Lachmi, Higdil Lai Okev, eventually raised his heel against me. Ayin Yad Ramah, who explains, He Naima V'Dikula Shafel, Ha'atzel Yoshin Vadeka Shalei Shafel, that is referring to someone that is lazy and goes to sleep, and since he doesn't take care of his property, so his deka will fall down. Lefi She'inu Misasik B'Moinoi Ayin Sham. Also, Ayin Yad Ramah, who explains the pasuk of the time Yimichah Mekara, according to the way we understood our Gemara, the Batzleisa Shalisha, because of the laziness of a woman, Kalsa Shikakiri Aresha, basket which is considered like Kakiri, which is on her head, Neshpelis Vahileches, and that's Lashim Mitzeltaim Yimichah Mekara, and specifically referring to a basket that's on a woman's head. The Gemara continues, and this member we will see that instead of Shmuel stating a pasuk to Rabbi Yehuda, we will see the Rav Huna will bring a pasuk. And as the Gemara continues, Ahud Avakam V'Ozel Kirichimtin Have Azizel Apusid Safsira Shchivon Hashid Le Azizel Rechimtin Puri Bashitin Gamidi Le Sagilon. When there's a husband and wife who love each other and their love is very strong, even if they would not have any space, and the only space they would have to sleep together is on the width of the sword, they would be able to sleep there, and they would still be comfortable. However, now that they don't have such strong love for each other, then even a bed as wide as 60 amos will not be enough. And on Rav Huna, Craig Sivi, that we could see this based on two psukim, as Beikar Ksiv, as originally when there was such ava between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, the pasuk states, V'ne'ad l'chav sham, v'dibate t'cho me'al ha-kaperis, that I'll meet you over there, and I'll speak to you from the kaperis. V'tanya, we looked at the Braisa, Orin Tisha, that the Orin was 9 tefachim high, and as we know, the pasuk states, V'am v'chetzi arkoi, the kaperis tefach, the thickness of the kapirus, which is the cover for the oren, was a tefach, hare kanasara, therefore the top of the oren was 10 tefachim off the ground. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu lowered himself all the way from Shemayim down to earth and was in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan. As Rashi states, Harish HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashra shchinasei basar tefachim samachol kaka, v'oid ba'urcha kapirus, amasayim v'chetzi, confined himself to such a small space of 2.5 amos, which is the length of the oren, samagurus at this point, ulu b'seif ksiv, and then the end result, the pasuk tells us, us, though we know the pasuk in Malachim teaches us, "Va'bayi shabana melach shleim l'Hashem, shishim ama arkoi ve'esim rachpoi u'shleishim ama kamasai." Even so, l'besev k'siv, at the end result, once Klal Yisrael did averes, the pasuk tells us in Yeshayah, "Koyam Hashem, Hashemayim kisi va'aretz hadayim ragli," that the Shemayim is my throne and the land is my footstool. Eizah bayi shativnuli ve'eizah makom u'chasi. There is no house and is no place that is large enough for you to contain me in. As Rashi at the bottom of the states, "Chotu nemalahem eizah bayi shativnuli shetuch shchinasi liyas mitzum samus b'teichai." Gemara continues that 10 lines from the bottom of that vavam beis, the Gemara stated, "Rabbi Shuv ben Kocha ime minayin l'talmud she'ishal from Rabbi v'roz chus la'ani v'chayv l'asher minayin shlo yishtoik shenemal le'segur b'teish." As the pasuk in the vavam states, "Le'segur b'teish," and Chanan ime le'sachlus t'vrech b'teish, that a person should not hold back his words because of a person. Gemara now states, "Me'imashma d'hai le'segur lishna k'nushehu." How do we know the lashon le'segur b'teish is a lashon of holding back? And Rabbi Nachman amakra v'yayin le'sishta v'le'segar, that a pasuk in Kisavi tells us, "You will not drink wine and you will not gather it in." Therefore, we see that the lashon seguru can refer to gathering in and withholding something. The Gemara continues with another makar, Rav Acha bei Yaakov Mahacha. The pasuk states in Mishlei, "Tochen makayitz lachma ogre kakotzer," that you prepare your food in the summer and she gathers her food at the time of the harvest. The Gemara continues with the third makar, Rav Acha bei Rav Ikal Amar Mahacha. The pasuk states in Mishlei, "Oyge makayitz ben maskil," a person who has seichel will gather in his grain during the summer. The Gemara will now continue and bring three members of Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani in the name of Rabbi Yenison. And as the Gemara brings a simon, Emes, Mamin, and Yerah simon, and Amar Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yenison, Kaldayin Shadon Dinam Salamitai, that any judge that judges a true judgment, Mashra Shechina B'Yisrael, he causes the Shechina to dwell amongst Klal Yisrael. Neman, as the Pasuk states in Tehillim, Mizmala Asaf, Elikim Nitza, Badas El, Bekarav Elihim Yishbait, Kaldayin Shadon Dinam Salamitai, going to Shechina to Salak B'Yisrael, he causes the opposite, and the Shechina will depart from Klal Yisrael. Neman, as the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapitol Yud Beis states, Mishoy Daniyim, Enkesev Yenim, Ata Okim, Yoyim Hashem, Oshes B'Yeshia Fiyachloi. The Pasuk teaches us that because the people were oppressing poor people, and because they were crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will get up and will leave Klal Yisrael. Of course, that memor corresponded to the word Emes in the Simen, and the Gemara continues with the Simen of Mamoin, as Amar Rav Shmuel ben Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yenison, Kol Dayin Shenayit Mizeh, V'Nesel Zeh, Shalikadin, that if a Dayin takes money away from one person and gives it improperly to another person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Noitim Menon Nafshei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the Nefesh of the Dayin. Neman, he's dashing this from the Pasuk of Mishlei that states, Al Tigzel Dol Ki Dolu, Al Tidake Oni Bashar, Ki Hashem Yorav Rivam, V'Koves Kaveim Nefesh. The Pasuk tells us that you shouldn't steal from a poor person because he's poor, or oppress a person that is oppressed, as Hashem will fight their battle and he'll take away the life of the person that did this. The Gemara continues with the Simon of Yura, as Ba'am Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeini, Amar Rabbi Yenison, Lo Ilum Yura Dayin Atzmai, Ki Ilu Cher Menachas Loi Ben Yurei Chesav. A Dayin should always envision himself as a sword that's lying between his thighs, V'Gehenem B'Sukha Loi Metachtav, and Gehenem is opened up under him. This way he'll make sure to judge properly. We continue on Dav Zayin Amar Beis, Shenemen, as Pasuk Shir Hashim states, Hinei Mitasa Shil Shleima, Shishim Geberim Savala, Mi Geber Yisrael. The next Pasuk continues, Kulam Achuzei Charib, Ulum Dei Mechama, Ish Chaba Yerecha Mi Pacha Baleilois. Rashi explains, the Mita of Shleima is referring to the Melcha Shalom Shaloi, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dwelling, which is the Beis HaMikdash. There were at least 6 day Talmid Chachamim around the Beis HaMikdash. All of them were holding swords. They knew how to battle, but in Kashal Alacha, and each one had a sword by their thigh because of the fear of the night. And the Gemara explains, what Mipachat Baleilois, Mipachat Shal Behenim, Shadayim Lelaila. Before we continue, let's go back. The Taisis in Mesechus Megillah explains that when our Gemara states, Kol Dayin Shadon Din Emes Lamitai, that why do we use a Lashon of Emes Lamitai and use a double Lashon of Emes? And Zak Taisis Nir Du Mishum Hachi Nakad Emes, Lashmin Du Bedim Ruma Tzarek Lach Ka'idim, Betuv, Ashitovi Emes, Vaz Yudainway Se Lamitai, Ayin Shom. Rashi Mishle explains, Al Tigzol Dol, Al Tigzolenu Kisirenu Dal, Bavoshu Dal, Ve'in Lekoyach Lamid Negdecha. And then the Pasuk stated, Ki Hashem Yor Rivam Vekova, Ve'igzol Senofesh, Koveim Goizleim, Uvalashin Ram, Kavia Gzela, Bimsechus Roshana, Osahu Gavril Kamei, Omule, Kabon Planya, Ayin Shom. And the Adrama explains, when the Gemara states, Kol Dayin Shedon Dinam Slamita, Mash Shchina Lisol, Shinema, Lekim Nitzel, Bedas El, Matam Shun, the Bekerb El, Kim Yishbait, Lema Sheshifta, Shaftim, Bekerb Bezdin, Shein Oisin Dova, El Al Pi Mishpat of Shalmokim, Nimtze, Kihilu, Shaifa Bekirbam, and Lefi Zed, the first and second Lashon of Elikim, both not a Lashon of Chol, both are referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also, let's point out that we just explained the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim that's referring to Sanhedrin that was next to the Beis HaMikdash, and as Rashi stated, that even though it says Shishim, it's Shishim Lav Dafka, and really refers to 71 of the Sanhedrin. Rabbi Ayin Yad Ramah, who learned that this pasuk is referring to one of the Bezdin, and it states, Shishik Nubarim claim it, Talmud Yucham, Mishahayu Yashun Imai Bedin, Shimitah Bedin Yiskru, Vahayim Lechsev, Ishchaba El Recha, claim it, Shirain Atzma, Kilu Cherub Menechaslam, Bedin Rechisem, Vahol Kachlam, and Pay Pachta Shagadim, Shadim Laigla. Gemara now continues, Darish Rabbi Yeshua, Vitim Rab Nachma Yitzhak, Mai Lechsev, what does the pasuk refer to when the pasuk in the Yermia states, Beis David, Kriyam Hashem, Dina Lebeka Mishbat, Vetzilu Gazum Yad Ishek, Pentetsev Kaish Hamasi, Uvara, Vahim Mechabim, Pay Rayam Alechem. Gemara is bothered that why does the pasuk say, Dina Lebeka Bishbat, Vichiboy Beka Donin, Vichal Yemen Donin, do you think you can only judge during the morning and not the rest of the day? Ella in Baruch Chadav Kabeka Amro, that is teaching us that if you're sure about your psak, like the morning is so clear, then you could say it, Vimlav Al Taimru, but if you're not so clear, then you should not paskin. And Rashi explains in Baruch Chadin, Kabeka Shumayer Ayin Shom. Gemara continues, Rabbi Chiyuba Abba, Rabbi Yenison, Osama Gurus, Rabbi Yechron, Mehacha, that we see this from the Pasuk of Mishlei, that states, Emel Chachma Chaysiat, we learn in Baruch Chadav Kachaischa, Shiasur Lacha Amro, if the halacha is clear to you, just like the halacha is clear to you that you also to have any relationship with your sister, then you should say the psak bimlav al tamro, and if not, you should not paskin. And Amar Bishu Belevi Asar Shiyosh Medin Koyel Talab Btzavik Kulan. Even though a din Torah only needs 3 dayanim, even if they are 10 dayanim, then they share the responsibility as if there's a chain that hangs around the neck of each of them. And the Gemara says Pshita, that's Pasha, that is a din. And the Gemara says Leisuicha al Tamin Yeshu Lufnei Rabbi. This is referring to even those people that are not actually sitting Bedin, and they're not one day on him, and they're Talmud that's sitting on the sidelines and they're listening to the din, as we stated before, that if they know that a Dayan is saying something that's incorrect, then they should speak up and they should not hold back what they have to say. Gemara tells us Rav Huna ki hava osi din al kamei, when Rav Huna had a din Torah that came in front of him, even though he could have paskin with 3, and potentially since he was a mumchel rabim, he could have paskin even by himself, michtuf v'maisei asor rabbanim v'rav, he would still gather together 10 rabbanim from the yeshiva. Omar, and he said ki hech delimtayin shiva mikashura, in this way they could share responsibility if they made a mistake. Gemara continues, Rav Ashi kaveh osa treifta l'kamei, when the shaila regarding a treifa came in front of Rav Ashi, michtav v'maisel l'kulu tapchi de masa mechasya, that he would gather together all of the butchers in masa mechasya, and Amen, he said, kehech l'imta shiva mikashura, and this way, if there was a mistake that was made, we will all be responsible, and there will be joint responsibility, and any punishment would not fall directly on my shoulders. Ayin Rashi, who explains shiva, is referring to Nasiris, is referring to a small piece of wood, or a small splinter from a large beam. Rashi also explains that Rav Ashi did not bring Talmid Chachamim, and he brought butchers, as they would be keen betrayfais. Gemara continues, Ki Asra Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Almighty said, Dorish Rav Nachman Bakoyin, Rav Nachman Bakoyin, dashed as follows, Hay Dechsiv, what does the Pasuk of Mishlei mean when it states, Melech B'Mishpat, Yavin Oretz, V'ish Trum Yisir Sena? He explained, Im Dayin Doimel Melech, She'in Yitzarach L'Klum, if a Dayin is comparable to a king that doesn't need anything, can't be corrupted, then Yamid Aretz, that will uphold the world. However, if a Dayin is similar to a Kohen that walks around to the threshing floors and he goes to collect Trumas and Maisers, then Yarsena, then he'll overthrow and break the world. And Rashi explains a bit different, and he states, Im Doim Adayin L'melech, Shebokyu B'Tivdinin, U'molei Chachba K'melech Zeh, Shehu Asher, he will pass him right, and that will uphold the world. However, if he acts like a Kohen, Shemechaz L'Gronis, Lishol Trumasav, Ba'af Zeh, Tzarech L'chazel Lishol Bezin, and this person also has to go and ask questions, and he doesn't know what Allah is by himself, then that will break the world. Gemara continued to be Nasiya Ukma Dayan Dalyavagamar, that the house of the Nasi, they set up a Dayan who didn't know how to learn so well, and Amalei Lihudaban Khmin Matugmid Duresh Lakish, and he said to Yehudaban Khmini, who is the Matugman of Resh Lakish, Kum Aleb Amira, you should get up and be his Amira, and you should say over his share, Kum Gachin Alea, Vele Amalei Vele Midi, and when he leaned over to hear what he had to say, he didn't have anything to say, and he actually didn't say anything to Yehudaban Khmini. So Pasuk V'Amar, so Yehudaban Khmini opened up and he said his own drasha. He started by quoting a pasuk in Habakkuk that says, "Hoy Omar la itzakitza uri leeben dumam hu yira hine hu tafas the havachesev bechol ruach and bekirbay." The pasuk tells us, "Woe is to a person that says to wood that it should get up, and to regular stone that is dumb, he says to arise." And the pasuk continues, "Can it teach? And although it's covered with gold and silver, really is no wind in it, and is not alive, and it doesn't have any life." He continued with a message to the nasi, "Vaaseh Hakadosh Baruch Hu liparim mamidan," and Hakadosh Baruch Hu will take retribution from those that put up such a person to be the leader of Klal Yisrael. Shenem, as the pasuk continues in the next pasuk in Habakkuk, Vashem Beichel Kotshoi has to be part of Kol Aretz. As Rashi explains, has to be part of Kol Aretz. Yichlal Oven Hazeh as Kol Aretz, that because of this Havera, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will destroy the entire world. And of course, this now makes sense that this is the smichus from the prior to Gemara, as we stated, Vindem Lekayin Shemichah. Chazav Beis Agronis Yarsena. If you have improper judges, then the world will be destroyed, and therefore, by having such a leader, the world could potentially be destroyed. And in Taisis at the top of the Amid, Shein Yitzchak L'Klum, claimed the government of his sover, and he understands, like we explained from Rashi, that this Dayan is someone that knows Torah, the Chem Muchach Min the Maisi Law, the Bein Asiya, Ukma Dayan Adloy Gomer, and we see based on the Smichas of Agbara, where we see that the Bein Asiya appointed someone that was a Dayan that didn't understand how to learn. Which is, of course, the way we initially explained our Gemara. The Gemara continues, if one appoints a dayan that's not proper and not roi, it's as if he planted an asherah, which is not a zara tree, in Klai Yisrael. Shenem, as the Pasuk states in Shoftim, Shoftim v'shoftim titul l'cha, v'samach lei leisit l'cha asherah ka'ol eitz. This seems to be based on the smichas of Pesukim, that it first tells us that you should place proper shoftim in Klai Yisrael, and it's mashmor that if you don't do so, it's comparable to someone that plants an asherah tree in midst of Klai Yisrael. And Ayin Rashi, do a maskal ka'ol eitz, mashmor dayan d'chsiv, ki ha'adam eitz asada, and therefore the pasuk means shouldn't plant an aveda zara by appointing a judge that's not royal. Or continues, and if it's in a place where there are even talmid chamim, and you go and you appoint someone that's not royal, then that's even worse. And it's as if you plant an aveda zara right next to the mizbech. And as the pasuk continues, shenema eitzel mizbech Hashem alakecha. And Gemara continues, ksiv the pasuk in Yisrael states leisasin iti elahei chesav elahei zav. They should not make together with me gods of silver, gods of gold, Elahi Chesav, Elahi Zav, Hudli Avdi, Hod Eich Shari, and it's mashma, you only can't make gods of silver or gods of gold, but mashma, that if it would be of wood, that would be mutta, but of course that can't be. Therefore, Rav Ashi explains that the pasuk means to tell us, Elaha Bab Bishvil Kesef, Elaha Bab Bishvil Zav, is referring to a judge that's appointed because he gave a bribe of silver or he gave a bribe of gold. Ayin Rashi in a previous Gemara, Eitzel Mizbeach, B'tam Chacham, Mechaprin, or Maginim Kemizbeach. Rashi continues, Gemara continues, Rav Kihavi Osle Beidina Omahochi. When Rav would go out to Bezdin, he would say as follows, Barois Nafshi look tall enough, Utsvi Besa Lesu David, Rekel and Besa Ayel, Ulavish Tebia Kiyatsia. Rav was so scared of passing wrong, so he said that I'm going to my death of my own free will. While I'm in Bezdin, I'm not able to go and earn Panasa, and I'm going back to my house empty handed, as I'm not taking payment for this, and Alvai, I'm coming back the way I left my house. As Rashi states, she assaults him in basic lechait, as I left my house without an avera, and I shouldn't make a mistake while I'm judging someone, and it will cause me to receive an oinish. Gemara continues, Rav was walking and he saw an entourage that was following him, and because he was such an onav, he stated the pasuk in Iyov that says, even though a person seems to have great stature, the end result is that eventually he will die, will be like Golol, and as Rashi says, Im Yalla Shemayin Kadesh Le Tezuach Daitel Lav Hayoimekach and Kaglole Glal Rei. Gemara continues, Mazutra Chasida Kavim Mekasfer Le B'Shapta Derigla, that Mazutra Chasida, when the Talmidim would carry him on the Shabbos Regla when he was about to give his drasha, and they would carry him over all the people that were waiting for him, or Mahachi, he would use the following Pasuk in order to make sure that he didn't become a Balgaiva, and he would say to Pasuk in Mishle, Kiloyla Ilum Chasin Vim Nezel Adar Vadar, wealth is not forever, and even a person has a crown will not remain for all generations. Rashi explains, Mikasvil who nois and ois and ala kosev shayz a kinim ve'inim mechayim loritz umatrich as a tibul lam mifneim lefika chayiv deim nois and ois amar, and therefore they made sure that avoda will carry them all the way through the crowd in order that he should be matrich the tibul. This was done b'shapta derigla shabbos shesholim by behilchas haregel behaydim shloshim yoyim kaidim haregel. And the Gemara continues, Dorish back hapara minoah milsa da'am rabbanon have misuna bedin. How do we know this memra that the rabbanon stated that a dayan should make sure to be very careful when he's judging, and he shouldn't make a din very quickly. As the pasuk at the end of Yisrael states, and then the beginning of Mishpatim states, and therefore, just like Benegayim Mizbeach, you have to walk very slowly, and the Kohen would walk, and similarly, a dayan should do so when he's judging, and he should make sure to go very slowly. And Ayin Magalus Yom, who brings down from the Taisis Yishonim, who asked, the Lemaisa, how could the Gemara tell us a story where someone was killed because the Kohanim were running up to the Mizbeach, if the Yishalmi tells us that the Kohanim would walk Ekeb Tzad Gledol based on the Pasuk of Leisal of Malach Sal Mizbechi. Taisi Shonim explains, Zeru Davka B'Shas Avoidah, however, if it's not B'Shas Avoidah, then they could run up to Mizbeach. Therefore, the Magal Siyam explains the Gemara, that our Gemara is only talking about in the actual judgment, and B'din Atzmai have Mizbeach Nisunim, Avishloi Bishasadin, Havizuzim, Shloi Anisadin, and certainly you should be careful not to make litigants wait in order to get in front of a Dayan. The Gemara continues, Amr Abalaza, Minayan Ladayan Shleifsal, Rashi Am Kodesh, how do you know a Dayan should not walk over the heads of people and of Klai Yisrael, Shanam as the Pasuk states, Le Salam and Maglis, and Visamaklei, Ve'ilam Mishpatim, and the Gemara continues that the Pasuk states, Ve'ilam Mishpatim, Ashatosim Ulfreim, and the Gemara is, Ashatalamdim Boyle, and the Pasuk shouldn't state that you should place these Mishpatim in front of them, but it should say that you should teach them. And the Gemara says, Amr Abiyamim, Vitim Rabchiba Abba, Elu Kliya Dayanim, this is actually referring to the Kalim of Dayanim. These are the instruments that Dayanim would use in the Dine Torah and in Bezdin. These, of course, are placed down and they're not taught. And Ravuna, Kiyav, Nafak Ladina, Amahachi, and Ravuna would go out to the Dine Torah. He would say as follows, Afikali Matni Chanusai, that you should bring me out the tools of my business, Makal Ritsua, Vishufra, Visambla, that you should bring me my stick, my strap, as well as my shofar, as well as the sandal. And Rashi explains, Kliya Dayanim, the Shaykh Abu Sima, Dovel Metaltal, Ritsua is Lamalkois, Makal, Makis Madis, Ashiyachsabai, and a stick was used for Makis Madis, a shofar, Shamta Venidoi, and he needed a shofar or a horn in order to put someone in Chayrim. And sandal is Lachalitza, as they use a special sandal for Chalitza. Magalus Yom points out that Rashi says the Makal was used for Makis Madis. He brings that from other Rishonim, it's Mashmar, that Makis Madis was done with Ritsua and not with the Makal, Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues, and we'll discuss the Pasuk in Devarim that states, Vatzavah Shiftechem Be'esa Hilema, Moyo Ben Achechem, Ushvatim Tzedek Ben Isha Ben Achav Ben Begeiroi, and then the next Pasuk in Pasuk Yud Zayin states, Lesekiu Ponaba Mishpat, Kakot Dagot Lishpon, Lesegum Pre Ish, Kia Mishpat Lelehimu, Vadovish Yixhimikem, Takrivan Elai, Ushmativ. Our Gemara now begins, Vatzavah Shiftechem Be'esa He, I commanded your judges at that time, Rabbi Echran tells us, Kenegan Makal Ritsuo to Hezoriz, that a Dayan should be careful with his stick and with his strap. Rashi explains that we learned this because the pasuk says Vatzava and Kol Tzava Loshen Zirusu the Tanya Kol Mokum Shina Metzav Einel Loshen Zirus Vamaz Zirus Al Makal Varetzua Sheimatil and Ema Letzibul L'Shem Shemayim. You should be careful to use it in order to be Matal Ema Letzibul L'Shem Shemayim and not for any other purposes. The pasuk continues Shemoya Ben Achichem Ushvatem, that you should hear between your brothers and you should judge them. Amar Rav Chanina, that we learn from this pasuk Azara LeBezdin Shle Yishma Divrei Baldin Koydim Shiyavi Baldin Chaveray. And the pasuk teaches us that Dayanim should not listen to the tainus of one Baldin without having the other Baldin already there, and both litigants have to already be in Bezin. And similarly, there's Azara to the actual litigant, that he shouldn't go to one of the Dayanim, or he shouldn't go in front of the Bezin and try to tell him his side of the story before the other litigant comes. And as Rashi says, Shemaya Ben Achechem, Kishiyu Shneim Yachad Shimu Divreim, Loi Sishmu Divrei Zeh, Loi Zeh, Mesada Divrei Sheka, Kidivrei Emes, Lofi She'im Achishon. And of course, this is not proper, as Mekivan Shaleva Dayin Noitele L'schus, as once a Dayin already thinks that this person is already innocent, Shuv Ein Libre Mahapik B'schus HaSheni Kolkach, will be much more difficult for the Dayin to change his preconceived notions. Rav Chanina also explained that it's also an Azara to one litigant, they shouldn't go and say over his Tainas before the other litigant is there, as we learned the Pasuk, as if it says, Shamea Ben Achechem, they should make heard your Tainas once your brothers are there, and once both parties are there. Rav Kana Omar, Rav Kana states, Mehocha, Melesisa, and we learn that Leisashi, although the Pasuk says, Leisisa Shemeshav, that you shouldn't accept a false report, but we could also learn as if it says, Leisashi Shemeshav, you shouldn't make a false report to be accepted. Rashi says, Leisisa, Leisakabo Shemeshav, Azor Ledayin, Vikar Beinami Leisashi, Azor Lebaldin. The Gemara continues, Shvatim Tzedek, that the Pasuk states, you should judge with Tzedek, Amresh Lokish, Tzadeka Sedin, Vachachacho, that only after you know that your judgment is correct, then you should say it. Only then should you issue a Gemar Din. The pasuk continues, Bein Ishu Bein Achiv Bein Geiroi, Am Rabbi Yehuda Afilu Bein Bayis Leliyah. Rashi explains that since the pasuk is talking about a person and his brother, it seems to be talking about a Chalukah of Yerusha, and as Rashi says, Shenuflam Bayis Yerusha, and if they receive the house as part of the estate, Al Toima, so the Dayan should not say, Tul At Bayis Vechich Aliyah, so one brother should take the house, and one brother should take the second floor, Uma Bekach Haril Chol Echad Yeshli Dira, El Haloi Sim Bedomim, Behesh Vechol Kosan Al Yidei Mois, but you have to make sure to even out the chalukah and make sure that each one gets the proper value and equal value. The pasuk continues with Ben Geiroi. The pashas it means that if you have machlekes between someone and a stranger, however, Rashi explains, our Gemara will explain as if it states a lashon mogor tashmishi dira, which are the tashmishin of dira and the kelim you use in a house, and therefore Amar Rabbi Yehuda afilu ben tana lekarayim. And as Rashi says, al toyme yitel ze tana vezekira. If the brothers are splitting up the estate and there's a tana and a kriya, so the dayan shouldn't say that you should take the tana, you should get a kira. Tana Oidif al Kira, Bitzarach Lahisa Damim, Ayin Sham. And before we finish, let's see the Baam Tesis, who explains when the Gemara stated, Vesava Shavtechim Be'isahi, Amar Be'echron, Kenegel Makaratu, Te Zaras. And Tesis explains, Shalai Lahatl Eimalatiba, Laradesim, Yosim Idai, Bechem Mukhakamon, the Dashina Makra, Azoladai, and she used Balasatiba, Ayin Sham. And our Gemara just finished dashing Pasik Tes Zayin in Perak Aleph in Devarim. The next Gemara will continue with the next Pasik in Perak Aleph and Pasik Yud Zayin. We will continue on Daf Ches with that Pasuk, and we will stop over here.